Whether you work part-time, full-time, or casual, the workplace has an undeniable effect on our well-being. As workplaces diversify, efforts to incorporate wellness programs have increased. Not every office may be like Google with table tennis tables and bean bags, but in the last 10 years there has been an upward trend to greater value the mental health of employees and treat them with a more human touch. But what's the use of things like office yoga classes to treat stress if workers don't feel comfortable in their environment to begin with? A recent study has shown that more than half of Australians hide some aspects of themselves when they're at the office, especially their vulnerabilities, according to research from LinkedIn. Most people say that revealing what you're really thinking at work is a career-limiting move, arguing that it's better to avoid any conflict and keep those thoughts locked away. This wasn't limited to conflict-based thoughts. Over a third of people surveyed said they hold back expressing details about their mental health and wellness, with nearly three-quarters of respondents believing that talking about your mental health is a career limiter. Matt Tyndale, country manager for LinkedIn Australia and New Zealand, who released the findings, says the fears people have extend to a number of details about their personal life.
We did some research and saw that sadly over half of Australian workers hide some aspects of themselves in their professional life. This could be mental health, sexual orientation, ethnicity, religious beliefs. Apart from this, over 75% feel that they can't express their vulnerability at work. The research showed that over a third of respondents still hold back on expressing their mental health and wellness, and one in five Australians still hold back from expressing their sexual orientation. The two reasons that people gave for this was they felt that it was career limiting, or they were very worried about how they would be perceived in the work environment.
I spoke to Professor Nikki Ellis, occupational and public health expert, who believes that employers do care about mental health, but there is an overall confusion on how to deal with it.
Whilst employers are concerned about mental health, and I've seen that grow quite a lot over recent years, I think there's a lot of confusion about how best to deal with it. Mental illness is now a really important issue in the community, but also in the workplace, because it's the leading cause of work-related absence now. So I think we're at a situation at the moment where employers are not quite sure what it's reasonable for them to be doing. I think that they're slowly understanding that the mental side of things, the psychosocial side of things, is as important as the physical health, which used to predominate in their thinking. But there's a reluctance by some employers to buy into too much responsibility in this area.
The study revealed further benefits. 45% said being themselves impacted on job satisfaction, which means they're more likely to stay in the role in a more positive way. They also said it has a real positive impact on their health and well-being, and almost 44% said it increased their productivity.
So this is important for all businesses, but particularly local businesses. And the national response from this survey found that being open in the workforce had a positive impact on health and well-being. 45% said it had a positive impact on job satisfaction. But importantly, to the businesses themselves, 44% of national respondents said that it had an increase in productivity.
But despite these benefits, respondents still believe that opinions, ethnicity, gender and religious beliefs are also possible career limiters in Australian workplaces. I spoke earlier to Simon Dodd, a senior clinical advisor at Headspace, who said often the decision to disclose information about mental health can come down to the individual weighing up the pros and cons of doing so. The fear of potential discrimination or reduced opportunities for career progression can often outweigh the advantages of sharing the information. Headspace note that if you have a mental health condition, certain laws protect you against discrimination in the workplace. The Australia-wide Disability Discrimination Act 1992 and equivalent state and territory laws make it unlawful to discriminate against, harass or victimise people with disabilities, including in an employment context. And the term disability is broadly defined and includes mental health conditions under various circumstances. Matt Tyndale hopes that ideally businesses will foster an accepting workplace culture, and not only will employees reap the rewards, but the businesses themselves will too.